Holly, I'm in love with you.
So what?
So what? So plenty. I love you. You belong to me.
No. People don't belong to people.
Of course they do.
I'm not going to let anyone put me in a cage.
I don't want to put you in a cage. I want to love you.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Holly?
I'm not Holly. I'm not Lula May either. I don't know who I am. I'm like Cat here. We're a couple of no-name slobs. We belong to nobody, and nobody belongs to us. We don't even belong to each other. Stop the cab. What do you think? This ought to be the right kind of place for a tough guy like you. Garbage cans, rats galore. Scram! I said take off! Beat it! Let's go.
Driver.
Post-synchro, Dick Tomasovic.
C'est bientôt la pause estivale pour Post-synchro, mais on ne part pas en vacances sans vous laisser en excellente compagnie. On a eu récemment la chance de revoir sur grand écran la copie numérique restaurée de Diamant sur canapé, Breakfast at Tiffany, le film qui a révélé tout le génie de la mise en scène de Blake Edwards, mais qui a été aussi un tournant important dans la carrière de la toujours magnifique Audrey Hepburn, fausse ingénue, vraie élégante, merveilleuse icône du meilleur du cinéma hollywoodien. Et cela nous a donné la furieuse envie de passer l'été avec Audrey, que ce soit à Rome, à Paris ou sur les haut-parleurs de votre ordinateur. Audrey Hepburn a peu chanté, malgré l'incroyable succès de son interprétation du Moon River de Mancini. Elle a poussé la chansonnette dans différentes comédies musicales, mais a parfois été très injustement doublée. Post-synchro a retrouvé pour vous les bandes originales de ses chansons, mais aussi de parfaits moments de dialogue de film où le grain de sa voix et son jeu sur les accents charment immédiatement l'auditeur. Vous allez écouter dans le désordre des morceaux de Sabrina, My Fair Lady, Funny Face, Charade, Breakfast at Tiffany, mais aussi quelques petites surprises et raretés sonores. Je vous souhaite un très très bel été en compagnie d'Audrey Hepburn.
Eliza, say it again.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Didn't I say that?
No, Eliza, you didn't sigh that. You didn't even say that. Every night before you get into bed, where you used to say your prayers, I want you to say, the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain 50 times. You get much further with the Lord if you learn not to offend his ears. Now for your H's. Pickering, this is going to be ghastly.
Control yourself, Higgins. Give the girl a chance.
Oh, well, I suppose we can't expect you to get it right the first time. Now come here, Eliza, and watch closely. Now. You see that flame? Every time you pronounce the letter H correctly, the flame will waver, and every time you drop your H, the flame will remain stationary. That's how you'll know if you've done it correctly. In time, your ear will hear the difference. See it better in the mirror. Now, listen carefully. In Hartford, Hereford, and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly ever happen. Now, repeat that after me. In Hartford, Hereford, and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly ever happen.
In Hartford, Hereford and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly ever happen.
Oh, no, 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 no. I don't know here at all.
Shall I do it over?
No, please. Start from the very beginning. Just do this. Go, ha, 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 ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
Go on, go on, go on.
Ha, ha. Ha.
Does the same thing hold ha. True in India, Pickering? This peculiar habit of not only dropping ha. A letter like the letter H, ha. But using where it doesn't belong, ha. Like heaven ha. Instead of ever. Where is the Slavs when ha. They learn English have a tendency to go with their G's? They say ha. Linger instead ha. Of linger. Ha. And they turn right round and say ha. Singer instead of singer. Where is the Slavs when using ha. It where it isn't needed? They learn English and have to do it with their G. The girl, Higgins. Go on, go on, go on, go on.
Poor Professor Higgins. Poor Professor Higgins. Night and day he slaves away. Oh, poor Professor Higgins. All day long on his feet, up and down and till he's numb, doesn't rest, doesn't eat, doesn't touch a crumb.
Again, Liza, how kind of you to let me come.
How kind of you to let me come.
No, kind of you, kind of you, kind. How kind of you to let me come.
How kind of you to let me come.
No, 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 kind of you, kind of you. It's like cup of tea, kind of you. Cup of tea. Say cup of tea.
Cup of tea.
No, no, a cup of tea. It's an awfully good cake, this. I wonder where Mrs. Pierce gets it.
First rate. And those strawberry tarts are delicious. Mm. Did you try the plain cake?
Try it again.
Did you try the
Pickering? Again, Eliza.
Cup of tea.
Oh, no. Can't you hear the difference? Look, put your tongue forward until it squeezes on the top of your lower teeth. And then say, cup.
Cup.
Then say, of.
Of.
Then say, cup, 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 of,
cup, 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 of, cup, 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 of.
By Jove, Higgins, that was a glorious tea. Why don't you finish that last strawberry tart? I couldn't eat another thing.
Oh, I couldn't touch it.
Shame to waste it.
Oh, it won't be wasted. I know somebody who's immensely fond of strawberry tarts. Cheep, 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 cheep.
Ow!
I want to step out down the Champs-Élysées, from the Arch of Triumph to the Petit Palais. That's for me. Bonjour, Paris.
I want to wander through the Saint-Honoré, do some window shopping in the Rue de la Paix. That's for me.
See the den of thinking men like Jean-Paul Sartre. I must philosophize with all the guys around Montmartre and Montparnasse.
I'm strictly tourist, but I couldn't care less. When they parlez-vous me, then I gotta confess, that's for me. Bonjour, Paris.
Light up the Louvre Museum, jazz up the Latin Quarter, to show the richest and the poorest. Here it comes, the great American tourist.
This has got to be illegal, what I feel. Très gay, très chic, très magnifique. C'est moi, c'est vous, c'est grand, c'est tout, tout. It's too good to be true. All the things we can do.
We can show you the north, or we can show you the south, and we can show you the west.
Come on, it's show me the best.
Living is easy, the living is high. All good Americans should come here to die.
Is it real? Am I here?
Am I here? Is it real?
Something missing. There's something missing, I know.
There's something missing. Something missing, I know. There's still one place I've gotta go.
So exhausted.
You said you needed sleep.
You told me that you had
you
to rest.
You said you ought to
I
rest.
I thought you wanted
is
rest.
Is this what you call
I
rest?
Haven't time to rest.
This fussing and fretting is getting my goat.
Let's all let our hair down. We're in the same boat.
We're strictly tourists. You can titter and jeer. All we want to say is Lafayette. We are here on a spree. Bonjour, Paris.
C'est l'héroïne de Vacances romaines, de Sabrina, de Drôle de Frimousse, de Guerre et Paix, et tout récemment maintenant, de Au risque de se perdre. C'est Audrey Hepburn, c'est Madame Ferrer. Et à la voir s'occuper ainsi toute seule, nous nous demandons à quoi elle peut bien songer en ce moment.
Naturellement à ce soir, merveilleuse gala qu'on a dit qu'on aurait ce soir. Pour notre film et pour la Croix-Rouge.
Permettez-moi de vous dire, Audrey Hepburn, que vous parlez très bien français.
Vous êtes trop gentil, merci.
Est-ce que c'est parce que vous êtes née à Bruxelles?
J'espère que c'est la raison, oui.
Dites-nous, êtes-vous passée par le théâtre avant d'arriver au cinéma?
Oui, au fond, oui. Je suis commencée mon carrière comme danseuse de ballet. J'ai étudié le ballet pendant des années. J'ai dansé à Londres et... Un jour, j'ai eu la chance de faire 2-3 jours au studio dans un film. Et après ça, 4-5 jours, après ça, un petit rôle, après ça, un rôle plus grand. Et tout d'un coup, en 52, j'ai fait un essai pour Vacances romaines, pour William Wyler, le metteur en scène, comme vous connaissez. Et au même temps, la même année, j'ai joué Gigi. À Broadway, à New York.
Eliza, I don't care what Mr. Higgins says, you must put down your books and go to bed.
Bed, bed, I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light to try to set it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight. Not for all the jewels in the crown. I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting. Why all at once my heart took flight. I only know when he began to dance with me, I could have danced on.
Agree now.
She ought to be in bed.
I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night.
Your eyes are red.
And still
now say goodnight. Please turn out the light. Please, it's really time for you to be in bed.
I could have spread my wings.
You get your toes.
And done a Mrs. Pierce and things.
Is apt to scold.
I've never done.
You're up to late. Please, you catch a cold.
I'll never know what made it so.
Now it's time to sleep.
I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I never know what made it so exciting. Why all at once my heart took flight. I only know when he began to dance with me, I could have danced.
Synchro.
Place, all you have to do is put yourself in her place and the two of you are bound to run into each other in somebody's place.
That's it. That's it. Maggie, you ought to be president.
I thought I was.
Funny face, your sunny, funny. It's wonderful,
it's wonderful.
you should care for me. Sorrowful nights.
Sorrowful nights.
Paradise.
Paradise.
It's what I love to see.
A silk nightgown with rosebuds on it.
I'm afraid you'll have to rough it tonight. In these.
Pajamas.
Sorry, honey, but I haven't worn a nightgown in years.
Will you help me get undressed, please?
Okay. There you are. You can handle the rest.
May I have some?
No. Now look.
This is very unusual. I've never been alone with a man before. Even with my dress on. With my dress off, it's most unusual. I don't seem to mind. Do you?
I think I'll go out for a cup of coffee. You better get to sleep. No, no, no. On this one.
Terribly nice.
Hey. These are pajamas. They're to sleep in. You're to climb into them. You understand?
Thank you.
Then you do your sleeping on the couch, see? Not on the bed. Not on the chair. On the couch. Is that clear?
Do you know my favorite poem?
You already recited that for me.
Arethusa rose from a couch of snows in the Acroceraunian mountains. Keats.
Shelley. You just keep your mind off the poetry and on the pajamas. And everything will be all right, see?
It's Keats.
It's Shelley. I'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Sabrina, so
ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur.
Why are you looking at me that way?
All night long I've had the most terrible impulse to do something.
Oh, never resist an impulse, Sabrina, especially if it's terrible.
I'm going to do it. Beth.
What's that for?
We can't have you walking up and down the Champs-Élysées looking like a tourist undertaker. And another thing, never a briefcase in Paris and never an umbrella. There's a law.
How am I ever going to get along in Paris without someone like you? Who'll be there to help me with my French? To turn down the brim of my hat?
Suppose you meet someone on the boat the very first day out. A perfect stranger.
I have a better suppose, Sabrina. Suppose I were 10 years younger. Suppose you weren't in love with David. Suppose I asked you to. Well, I suppose I'm just talking nonsense.
I suppose so.
Suppose you sing that song again. Slowly.
Il me prend dans ses bras et me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour.
I was taught that I ought not expose my inner senses. Had no plan for a man. I was full of self-defenses. Now I feel that I really should face the consequences. My philosophic search has left me in the lurch. I must find why my mind is behaving like a dancer. What's the clue to pursue? For I have to have the answer. I could cry salty tears. Where have I been all these years? Is it fun? Or should I run? How long has this been going on? There were chills up my spine and some thrills I can't define. Does it show? And who would know? How long has this been going on? Oh, I feel that I could melt into heaven. I'm hurled. I know how Columbus felt finding another world. Can I trust how I feel? Is this my Achilles heel? Look at me, I'm all at sea. How long has this been going?
I'm in such a lovely state. Can one kiss do all of this?
Sorry. Is he all right?
Sure, he's okay, Auntie Cat. Poor old cat. Poor slob without a name. The way I look at it, I don't have the right to give him one. We don't belong to each other. We just took up by the river one day. I don't even want to own anything until I can find a place where me and things go together. I'm not sure where that is, but I know what it's like. It's like Tiffany's.
Tiffany's? You mean the jewelry store?
That's right. I'm crazy about Tiffany's. Listen. You know those days when you get the mean reds?
The mean reds? You mean like the blues?
No. The blues are because you're getting fat or maybe it's been raining too long. You're just sad, that's all. The mean reds are horrible. Suddenly you're afraid and you don't know what you're afraid of. Did you ever get that feeling?
Sure.
Well, when I get it, the only thing that does any good is to jump into a cab and go to Tiffany's. Calms me down right away. The quietness and the proud look of it, nothing very bad could happen to you there. If I could find a real life place that made me feel like Tiffany's, then I'd buy some furniture and give the cat a name.
The bend.